The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's happening, family?
What's up, everybody?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. You know what it is. And I'm joined by my co-host. Go on, let them know
Angel.
Who you are.
My name is Angel. Yeah. I'm the other host of this podcast, and I'm here to bring the energy, the funk, and the fun. Okay? This is a podcast me and my husband, that was the man who was just talking, if you're only listening to us, have been doing for a very long time, since 2016. We, as I said, are married, and what we like to do in this podcast is discuss a gamut of things. A lot of times we focus on our family. We talk about our relationships, not just the one that he and I have, but our relationships with other people. We also go out of our circle, and we talk about what's happening in the world or trending topics that have been brought up on social media. Anyways, if you're looking for a chill conversation that might sometimes get a little tense because is this going to cause an argument? There's a good chance that answer is yes. Please feel free to listen to us every single week. You can watch us on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV or listen wherever podcasts are found. However, if you want to get an even more intimate look into the podcast, as well as me and Marcus, you can join our Patreon. They're actually watching us right now. We have affectionately named them our immediate family because anybody that supports us, we consider to be family. But these people are our immediate family because they not only support us by watching, they support us with the low of $5 a month. Mm-hmm. And for that, we do other lives with them that are not just this podcast. They also get the main episode of Here's the Thing before the regular public. And then when we have different events, we offer them discount codes as well as early bird access. So you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. That Chick Angel.
So how you feeling?
I'm a little bit tired because I was on a meeting with Jack and Jill last night that went well over what they had expected. Ended up getting a really bad headache in the middle of the meeting, so I had to lay down on the office couch. And I was doing good. I was even taking pictures of the Zoom screen whenever they had up some important information so that I could read it because it was so far away. And then eventually I woke up. And I was the only person left on the Zoom with one other person. I was like, oh, my God.
Angel, you have anything else? Angel, says she's on here.
Oh, I was done. I was
Angel.
Cooked. But
you be snoring. You was probably loud.
Oh, well, I muted. I was muted, camera off. So they couldn't see anything. They were just like, oh, she left us a long time ago. But I paid attention for over 2 hours, and then I was done.
I don't care what it is. After an hour, I mentally tap out and pretty much physically tap out. I can't take it.
Yeah, I had to turn off the, like, you know, I have my lights Had to turn those off.
I was going
to
say, that's what it is. You got your shit lit up like you about to do surgery.
Well, I thought, you know, a lot of training meetings, they make you turn on your camera so that they know that you are actively listening. So I had turned on all my lights thinking, okay, we got to turn on our cameras. Then when I saw only the presenters have on their cameras.
Angel got stadium lights behind her computer. All that shit on and the screen.
Oh, yeah, I turned the screen down too. It was, it gave me such a searing headache. But how are you?
I'm good. I feel good. Mm-hmm. I'm a little, I don't know.
Thumbs up. Yes, thank you. I'm glad.
I don't know what it is. I think I was drained just from your conversations in the truck.
Oh, you seemed already some type of way at the house. That's the reason why I was like, you were cool?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was just a lot of conversation. I wasn't even taking part in it. Just listening to Angel talk. She was telling me, you know what? This stage of life, you know, when I get, I'm like, oh, Lord.
He probably on here.
Damien's on here.
My friend Damien called, and we don't get to talk that often. So I was like, oh, yeah, his birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm going to have to make sure I figure out something to do. I think the dog peed long before when you said it in her kennel. Remember you said, did she pee in there? And you was like, no, because this morning when I walked past, I could smell pee. Anyway.
Yeah, no, her thing is inside the washer.
Right now. Okay. I know.
Yeah. And wait a minute. Did you put, so you changed over the bottle. There's no Fabuloso in there. It's just vinegar.
Oh, you know, the one for the floor cleaner says floor cleaner.
So what's the vinegar for?
To keep cats from peeing on stuff. Oh. I spray the AC unit with the vinegar and stuff.
Well, I just sprayed her kennel floor with vinegar.
Well, she won't pee in there.
I mean, that's what Mama would suggest we clean our hardwood floors with anyway.
Yeah, you should. I mean, yeah, that's what Granny used to do.
But
So that's just a tip for y'all. If y'all have dogs outside, if you don't want them to pee somewhere, you spray that area with vinegar, and they won't want to mark it. Anyway, I feel good, though. It's like, I know I told Patreon and everything. I've been eating clean.
Yeah, you've been doing great.
I weigh less. I'm stronger.
You're stronger?
Yeah. I've been working out, so that helps. Yeah, I feel good, though.
Y'all, let me tell you.
Dropping weight like crazy. I can slow down now. I don't want to look sick.
You're not going to. It's going to take forever before you look sick. Let me tell you one thing that's pissing me off right now. So actually, let's go into it. In my feelings, even though we did in my feelings last week, you mind if we do it again this week?
Go ahead.
No, because.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I got Tanksley Pride stories too, so it's either way.
Go ahead. You want to do in your feelings, do it.
All right, in my feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Let me tell you what's got me pissed off. I have had amazing blood pressure all of my life, even over 200, with all of my pregnancies. In all of my pregnancies, I went well into the 200s. This is the longest I've been in the 200s as far as in weight, as far as these LBESs. I recently took my blood pressure, and it is not where it should be. And I am confused, very much so, by where it is and why. Blood pressure is not an issue that is recurring in our family. My mother recently found out, just recently though, that her blood pressure should be lower too. But that's also never been a recurring. Our diabetes is the recurring, huh?
I was going to say, she found out it should be lower. But this is what her blood pressure's always been?
No, it's not what it's always been. All of my sisters, we have all had regular, degular, smegula. Weight, yes, is something that we've all fluctuated with, but our blood pressure has never wavered in it. And so I am beyond agitated and disappointed in whatever my blood pressure is doing right now. Eventually, I will get it checked out. I'm going to first see if I'm able to do some change? Because I'm not sure if it was, I know your blood pressure can be higher after you work out, right?
Mm-hmm. After you work out, after you eat, shit, after you walk 10 paces and come back and sit down.
But what's crazy to me is that I just completed very consistent working out for the past 3 months. The fact that my blood pressure is high after that irks my nerves severely. So that's what's got me in my feelings, is that I'm not sure if this is just a blip or is this just like a, no, this is the now the condition of your body. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try my best to do as many heart healthy things and then go from there.
Yeah. My blood pressure be all over the damn place. I've had to wear EKGs. They had to monitor. It was like, yeah, it's everywhere.
And yours is, the thing is that even though I know it doesn't sound great, we know yours is genetic. It's not your lifestyle. Yeah. It's not.
It's never been consistently high. It just be like, we measure it. Oh, yeah, it's a little elevated. Oh, it's extremely elevated. Oh, it's low. Oh, this is normal. It's like it just be everywhere. But I've already been a cardiologist and did studies and all that. So please hold your suggestions. Yeah. Seeking medical, I'm seeking them. Anyway, so that's what's got you feeling some kind of way?
Yeah, because it's just not a problem that I've ever dealt with. And I'm not out here like wilding out. So that's the part. I'm just like, you ain't even out here tripping. Like, I'm not a smoker. Yeah, I'm a drinker, but I'm not like a drinker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like, I've got to have a glass of wine every day. I'm not that girl.
I talked to a dietitian? I think, she was a dietitian. And, you know, they have you fill out these little questionnaires and they, you know, it was like, are you a smoker? I put yes, and it says how often. I probably have a cigar once every, I don't know, 5-6 months, maybe, if that. So then that, you know, as soon as you put you're a smoker, it moves you over into a completely different category for like pneumonia, vaccines, and all this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Because you're more likely to get pneumonia if you like smoke. Because it don't even ask you what you smoke. It's just like how many packs a day or a week or something like that. I got to put zero, you know, like I don't smoke cigarettes, and it's not every week or every a cigar, even every month. So and that's just a little questionnaire you fill out before talking to the person. So then when I talked to him, it was like, oh, so you smoke cigars? Like, how often do you smoke? I was like, you know, cigar maybe every 6 months or something like that. Just, you know, on occasion, casually with a friend, but maybe in the backyard by myself, but it's not often. It was like, oh, yeah. I was like, look, I know the smoking ain't good, but I feel like I get more toxins from riding around with the window down than I do from a cigar every 6 months or so. So at the end of it, she was like, yeah, y'all don't keep smoking your cigars. That's not really. even drinking, it's just like, you know, if I drink, it's not even every weekend. It'd be like every other Saturday maybe or something like that. Now on the Disney cruise, if we on vacation or something, yeah, it might be daily for a week.
And not just daily all day.
Yeah. It'd be all
we
day.
We go in.
But that's once out of the year, a week out of the year. And it's not like, yeah, even my casual drinking, like I had a drink Saturday. Yeah, Saturday at Catalina Island. I don't think I had a drink since like beginning of March.
Yeah, you had held on for a while.
Yeah, so it's not like, so anything dealing with that is just like, if they were to tell me to make lifestyle change, just like now, we talked about this last time, what you want me to eat of? I done cut out my grapes. I done dialed back. I eat maybe an apple a day. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me, I didn't mean to burp into the thing.
You know, maybe I may have two tangerines for the day. Other than that, I'm snacking on almonds and other shit. Mm-hmm. You know, figuring out what's too much of something, what's not enough of something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what's got me feeling good.
What's got you feeling good?
Okay, so today is Multicultural Day at the kids' school. So yesterday, Kai took some sweet potato pies that I cooked, and apparently it was a hit in the class to where they were just like, can we have some more slices?
Yeah, kids ain't never had no sweet potato pie.
And I was
not
just
the
like,
kids that they go to school with.
I was just like, oh. Kai was like, yeah, no, we had to save some pieces for the people who had left for softball so they could eat. He said, but I think there's one more slice left. He said, I'm going to eat that one. Apparently the pie wasn't due until Wednesday. I said, Kevin, why did the pie go to school on Monday?
That's your fault.
He said, no, this is what he said. He said, they moved the assembly. And he said, they didn't tell us this. I said, were you the only one who brought food? He's like, other people were supposed to bring it, but they forgot to bring food. So they are bringing it Wednesday. I was like, looking at you.
If Strong and Wrong was a person.
But no, it does say it on that paper, though.
I hear what it says on the paper, but he's hearing something different in the classroom, being that that's what's going on in the classroom.
Well, I made that for him. The high school, though, you know, it's strange. The teenagers these days, obviously they're still leaders within the teenagers, but it is definitely different than when I was growing up. And maybe because I was one of the leaders, things were always getting done, like, we had an active voice on our campus in high school, our BSU. I started a gospel choir with Nina. We held Kwanzaa performances. Like, we took an active interest in the Black identity at that school being portrayed at Lafayette. And it wasn't just the drug dealers. It was like, no, there's Black excellence in the school. And some of them are drug dealers, but but that is not our narrative, right? So with this school, it's just a little bit more difficult. One, Black identity is very different here in the Valley, especially for teenagers. Mm-hmm. A lot of the teenagers have diverse friend groups, which is great, but then it's also about, like, how do you also make sure you are active in the community of which your culture is birthed from. Anyways, there was not going to be a table at the Multicultural Day representing African Americans. And there is an affinity group for the Black students. So me and two other moms quickly powwowed. We talked to the president of the BSU. We talked to the woman over the diversity clubs at the school. And we put together what was going to be on the table. So what I decided to have Marcus contribute, even though I did it, was a bunch of stuff on the Gullah Geechee people, that are the subcategory of Black people in the coastal South of the United States. So the entire coast of South Carolina, the entire coast of Georgia, northern Florida, and southern North Carolina, so that coast, right? And the Gullah Geechee people, I'm going to try to do this quickly. What makes them such an important group is because their slave masters could not live near them because of the swampiness of the area, the mosquitoes that came over from Africa with these people. They carried diseases that most of those Africans were already immune to. Mm-hmm. The slave owners weren't. So they could not live there because they were literally dropping like flies. They would get sick and they would die. So they moved inland. So all these enslaved people were able to keep hold of their culture as well as create their own culture. That's why their southern accent does not sound like when we think of country people.
Yeah.
It's like a form of Creole.
Yeah.
Anyways, my people come from these people. Now, eventually, my people migrated further into North Carolina, where whiteness was very much so a part of the upbringing. But as I was putting together a one sheet fact about the Geechee people,
because
I also have three art books about created by people from that culture that I was like, oh, put that out on the table. I was realizing a lot of the things that connect me to these people. One, the Mende tribe were a lot of the people that ended up over in these areas. Obviously, you all should, I've mentioned this before when I did my African ancestry, that is the tribe that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was a part of. So a lot of those people came there. These are people who are really good at growing rice, yams, and that's what the byproduct, the biggest product that was made in those areas was rice. Also, my great-grandmother used to make these quilts that I thought she just made. No, that also comes out of this culture. Mm-hmm. They're very specific looking quilts. And last thing, I was just like, just in love with everything I was discovering. My great grandmother, her name was Willa Mae Hestabar. Some of her grandkids called her mother. Her other grandkids, which my mother is one of the ones that was a part of it, they called her Mulla. And everybody said, oh, it's probably just the combination of Willa and mother. And now I'm like, no, Mulla Gullah. That I feel like is probably how her name ended up switching, like a part of, because they mixed in this like Creole-ish language. They would mix a lot of the words together along with some of the some other African languages would be all mixed together. So anyways, I just was so into it. I'm pretty sure, though, all of our heritage connected to the Gullah people is through my mother's mother, not my grandfather's mother. So anyways, anyways, that's what had me in such a good mood today. I was teaching it to Sai and Kai.
Yeah. It's important that they know that. I was telling Marcus when we was on the HBCU tour, I said something similar to that. I was like, you living, I ain't gonna say in California, but living in the area you live, I said, you probably won't get this sense of Black pride until later on in life. I said, being on this, at the time we was on the college tour, HBCU tour, and I was like, I'm loving all of this. Like, this right here is so much rich Black history here. It's history that you don't hear every single day. Mm-hmm. I said, me being who I am and being the age that I am, I have probably definitely a much higher appreciation than any of these kids here touring. Mm-hmm. I said, this is some of the most Black history you will ever hear is going on an HBCU tour.
Yeah.
Because you're hearing all the, like I said last time, all the success that came out of all the crap that have gone through and still go through in this country. But it's dope. I was sitting here trying to pull up my African ancestry results, and I got to reset my password to saying it's invalid.
No, no. It didn't. Yeah, cause your phone does it not save. Yeah, it saved it.
But yeah, I did my African ancestry. It was two different tribes that I haven't heard of, but they're all out of the what's it called? I know geologically where the area is. I know where the country is on the map of Africa. I just can't remember the name of it.
You can't remember it.
But it's two. They're right side by side. Like, not Ghana is, like, under all of that.
So I got Marcus for Christmas. I'm trying to stall it while you reset everything. One of his Christmas gifts was the African ancestry because, not even going to lie, it's expensive. It's, like, $700 a test. And they test your paternal side if you're a man, but you can also test your maternal side if you're a man as well. For women, you can only test your maternal side. So if I want to know my male side, I not only need to get one of my mother's brothers tested, I would need to get my biological father tested so that I can get the paternal side that came through my mother as well as the paternal side that came through my father. Actually, I should get my father tested for maternal and paternal, and then my uncle for just paternal. Because the woman has the same trait and is handed down, woman to woman to woman to woman. That's how they're able to trace. But I don't think I get the female side of my dad. I just have to, I'm not sure, but still, I would want to know. it's just expensive. Y'all, if y'all added that up, that's $2,100 to do it. But this type of stuff is really important to me. Because we don't have kids as young as we used to, we're not living with as many generations on this planet. It's very rare now to see people with 4 and 5 generations. Not to say it doesn't happen. I remember when there were, Jackie was able to get it to where there were 4 generations existing of our family. It was her eldest daughter, may she rest in peace, Sharday, my sister Jackie, my mother. Oh, no, there was 5 generations. My mother's mother and my mother's mother mother. So at one point in time, we had 5 generations walking this earth. We are now down to 3. And based on the ages of my mother's great-grandkids, I mean, I don't think we'll get to 4 while she is on this earth. Because I don't think we want my eldest great-nephew, Malachi, to be making kids no time in the near future at all. So anyways, with all this, you found it?
No, it's not working. I'm out of contacting people.
What is it saying?
It's saying, let me see. Digital door, the digital portal designed to help you log in. Just saying credentials, not invalid credentials.
And it's not sending you a link to...
It did, and I went to that, and it went right back to invalid credentials. All right, African ancestry, y'all not looking good right now to the people.
It's looking just fine. Okay, well, tell them what's got you feeling good. I stalled as long as...
I already did. I said I've been eating good, and I feel good.
Then what had you feeling some type of way then?
Nothing. You got me feeling. I feel great.
No, so nothing at all ever pissed you off at all this week.
I'm sure there's something that did, but nothing I can think of right off the top of my head.
All right, keep us moving.
Yeah, so we usually kick this off. We already kicked it off with the segments that we do. What are we doing now? Main topic. You got it's a TikTok o'clock?
It's up to you, baby.
All right. Now, hold on. You just threw this on me as we was pressing record. Actually, we had already pressed record as we was going. I ain't thought of no topic to move to.
It's always a conversation. What you want to talk about?
What you want to talk about? What you looking forward to this summer?
I have a couple of things coming up that I am excited about. I do believe I'm doing Soul Feast in Lexington, Kentucky, which will be neat. I've never attended because it didn't exist when we lived in Lexington. I'll be going to Jack and Jill's teen conference with my eldest son. So really getting to hopefully see what this organization truly has to offer my 15-year-old child. If the money don't get funny, excited about this anniversary trip that I hopefully will be able to pay for sometime in the near future. Cause I'm doing something different than what we've done in the past. So we'll see. And if it don't start to look the way I need it to look, we won't be going there. We'll be going somewhere else. Somewhere else that'll still be great, that you'll still enjoy. You'll still be happy about, but this place, I just was like, oh, yeah, I like the sound of this. So we'll see. I don't feel comfortable at this juncture to spend that money. Mm-hmm. Hopefully in a couple of weeks, I'll feel more confident, more comfortable to be like, take the money, Zandra. Take the money. Right now, I'm like, she texted me recently, was like, so what's going on, Queen? Are we booking this or not? I said, girl, no, we going to wait. I said, I'm not spending that money right now. I was like, the money is there. I do not want to spend it currently. So
And it's Soul Feast. I think Angel keeps calling it Soul Fest, which don't exist no more.
Yeah, Soul Feast. It's all dealing around food. Also,
Soul Fest used to be a thing.
I'm excited. So Mocha Moms, I had an idea because I'm a fundraising chair. I had an idea to help us raise money because we are, I think, the largest chapter in the national organization. I could be wrong. I had this idea of how we could raise money because we do have a lot of members to service. So when we want to throw events and it not be expensive, we try to fundraise. And then we also use those funds to pour into other nonprofits. So it's not like we just only use the money for our members. Anyways, I had an idea to do Mocha Masterclass. So these are going to be classes that are taught by experts on specific topics, but the class happens at a certain day at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Most of the classes are virtual, and these experts are donating their time and their expertise for this. And the classes will range between $20 and like maybe $40, nothing like crazy. Well, the first class is kicking off on May 17th. In May 17th, it'll actually be two separate classes. The first class is actually being taught by myself, and it's going to be on how to make money on social media, building a community versus an audience. I typed it up so I can tell you. Building a community versus building an audience. Hold on, guys. Because I can't remember at this very moment the other words I used. And the difference between being a content creator versus an influencer and figuring out, like, which path you should be going down, as well as in creating your niche through authenticity and finding your voice and point of view. So that is my class, which will be an hour with a up to 30-minute Q&A afterwards. And then right after that, my content manager, Brianna Jones, the woman who is just as responsible for helping me grow my TikTok to over 600,000 within a very short period of time, she will be teaching a class on how to build your social media strategy, the actual equipment that you need. Just past a phone, you know what I'm saying? For some people, that's all they need. For other people, no, you need to elevate. And then translating how your brand should translate to the right kind of content and the right kind of format, because some people's brand does not translate to what I do, and my brand doesn't translate to what some other people do, as well as strategies on being consistent in the four pillars of successful content. Her class will be an hour with a 30-minute Q&A. This is open to the public, so I'm hoping that the class sells out, whatever sell out is. I have no idea. And then we'll leave the class available for 30 days before we take it down. So, and it'll be via Zoom, so people will be able to ask questions live. And this is open to the public, Moesha Bell. This is open to, you ain't got to be a mocha. You ain't got to be a woman. You ain't got to be black. You just got to have the $20 for my class or the $20 for her class or the $40 to go to both. So yeah, I am super duper 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 excited about that. So what are you excited about coming up this summer?
I just found the downloaded chart for my African ancestry. This ain't my actual thing. I'm going to have to contact them people. But I was able to zoom in on the map. I'm from the Gabon, and right next to that is the Equatorial Guinea. I'm from those two areas. Mm-hmm. And I got from my mother and father's side, it was a lot of history on both sides, but basically from both of those areas. And as I was reading through that, basically the Nigerians is the ones that came in and got us and sold us off. Mm-hmm. I read that on both charts. I said, mm-hmm. well, hell. Because that's why on Ancestry.com, highest percentage, my prominent percentage is Nigerian. I'm like,
it's same
really
for me
high.
Too.
It's really high on there. But yeah, and then it's the two tribes within those two countries is, you know, what I am. Anyway, what's got me feeling good about this? This summer is going to be a little, it's different because we're not doing nearly as much traveling as we usually do.
Yeah, thank God.
So that's going to be different. I think that'll give me time because anytime we're traveling, I'm like, this is always a good thing because we don't just be traveling other than the anniversary trip, just like, well, we just going to travel. It's usually for opportunities or possible opportunities.
Yes.
So I'm always in the back of my mind thinking, I could work on this when I get back. I could work on that when I get back. Now I can work on those things instead of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the Angels, you can already hint it toward, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
As good as it is, it's still exhausting. So being less busy as far as travel this summer, unless, you know, great opportunities come up, then guess what? We're going to be on them planes. But that's what's kind of got me excited. And I've been working on something. I need to hit up Sheree because I ain't got no update. Something I've been working on that I want to, I don't know, release or do something with. Also, we've been working on I've been reading up and researching on a 501c3. Getting that kicked off, and I think getting time to put time into that, mm-hmm. that's what's got me excited, though.
Is your 501c3 outside of what we were trying to do? Because you started talking about, yeah, I need to research 501c3, but you never said what it was for.
Because I was researching it.
No, what are you wanting to do with the 501c3?
I needed to research it to find out what all was possible with the 501c3. I've heard of what other people did, and I saw what they do, but I'm like, let me read more into this to see what else is possible with this. You see what I'm saying?
No, but that's okay.
Okay.
No, I wasn't sure. Like, I get that you don't have the specifics, but was there something pulling you, some sort of service that you wanted to give the world? That's why I said, what is the 501c3 for?
Oh, yeah. Well, originally it was, originally I wanted to do the whole scholarship thing.
Okay.
And then it was like, no, let me see what else I want to do with it. So that's when I went into the whole research.
Okay. That's all I meant. Is that I wasn't sure what pulled you to. But yeah.
Moving on. we're going to go on and jump to the main topic, y'all. Today's main topic, what are we talking about?
I know you not looking at me.
This is, let me think. All right, I'll talk about a post I put up yesterday on Instagram. I keep seeing these posts about, or it'd be like, you know, it's always a snippet, so I don't know the context before or after that, but it's always snippets of these guys that think that they can take on wild animals. What is it about grown men and lack of frontal lobe development?
That.
But they grown. It should be fully developed.
No, I think
they're missing things in their brain to make them think that they can take on these wild animals. Like, and it's... I don't know. It's like you've seen too many movies.
I don't know.
It's lack of maturity.
I know we're apex predators in a way.
We're only apex predators because we were smart enough to create weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I'm talking bare hand.
Right. No, but because we're apex, like as I was saying, apex predators in a way. And I do think, I don't know if there's something with testosterone and wanting to be the alpha of all things. That there is this delusion that Mother Nature actually called this to be so.
Without the invention of the spear, the Homo sapien would have been eradicated long ago. We would not exist without the spear and discovering fire.
I mean, there is a conscience that we have that I don't know. I'm sure exists in monkeys. like a consciousness of like a moral compass. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by consciousness. But I don't know of any other animal that has moral compass.
I've definitely
maybe dolphins.
No, cats. Actually, a lot of predators they've discovered that with. There's a thing a guy was watching in the wild. It's a whole documentary on this leopard or a jaguar that went in to kill a mother giving birth, whatever the prey was, like a gazelle or whatever it was. And it didn't attack. The mother ran off, abandoned the baby, and the jaguar stayed and never killed the thing and, like, watched after it. I ain't saying that happens all the time, but there are things that give, like, in Kentucky, right across the road from where my my people live, there was two baby deer that would roam around with the cattle. And one of them would suckle off the cow's nipples.
Well, cows are not predatory.
No, they're not, but usually animals of that, they'll let things within their herd, maybe another suckling mother, maybe. Sometimes we'll let something of a different species altogether.
Mm-hmm. No.
Crows.
I don't know about crows.
Crows, they are scary, yes. Intelligent, like terrifyingly intelligent.
Yeah, I know they're intelligent, but I'm like, they have they're morals? More,
they have more vengeful things. Like, I haven't seen anything about crows being, this is something sweet they didn't know. They like crows will like do things to like get like coyotes killed and like they remember people's faces and like attack and all that crap. But yeah, so what was you saying? You said you don't know of anything else with a moral.
I was like that is when you were saying the things that have moved us ahead in.
Oh yeah.
I was like, you said the sphere and the fire.
Sphere. A sphere is a circle.
I know, but that helped. That helped too. That gave us speed.
With the sphere?
Yeah, a circle.
A sphere is not a circle.
A sphere?
That's a circle.
A sphere. A cylindrical thing, right?
Cylindrical thing is not a sphere.
A sphere is half of
a ball.
Yeah, wheels.
That's a circle.
When they rolled the rock, when they rolled the rock.
A sphere is a three-dimensional
Yeah,
shape.
When they rolled the rock, they were like, now how can we make this work?
Yeah.
See, sphere.
Yeah, you did that.
I told you.
Get out of here.
I told you. See? Sphere.
No, but yeah, other than like ego, it's like on my post, somebody said, so you don't think you could take your dog? I was like, my dog would, even in a state of aggression, will show a certain amount of respect to me. Me and versus somebody else's Connie Corso? Absolutely not. There is no, he thought, well, you know, people think different when it's life or death. You don't think the animal is thinking life or death?
Now, Marcus is not telling y'all why he.
No,
got
I
on
am.
His
I'm
stuff.
Telling you exactly. It keeps coming across my timeline.
Okay. Not just that, though. This weekend, it was this huge discussion between the boys, Jack and Jill, about being able to take on
anything,
wild animals.
Anything.
There was only one child that was just like, I can take it on. And Marcus was like, no, you can't. I said, let him live in his delusion.
Anyway, I'm just having fun with the boy. Anyway, so what's crazy about that whole situation is what he was saying, he thought made complete sense. Like, oh, yeah, I could take on this. I could take on. I mean, the type of animals is like, no, absolutely not. But then when somebody else would say, oh, well, if one was over there, I could at least get away from it. That was where he would draw the line. No, you wouldn't be able to outrun that. Him not being able to outrun it, but you being able to kill it. That's where your barometer is. But anyway, I don't know where these discussions started and how they're starting to take off, but it pisses me off that it's coming across. Like I said, a child saying this, you're ignorant. Let's have some fun with this. But you got grown men that honestly think they can take on these animals, like the Kangol. That dog, you setting down his head, he'd probably be looking at you eye to eye. These things are enormous. They're extremely powerful. They literally hunt bears and wolves solo. Like,
They're like,
and y'all think, yeah, just get it in a chokehold. It's going to be that easy to get this dog in a chokehold.
Yeah. Get in there. You get in there, Marcus. You ain't been in the gym long enough to be able to choke it out.
This is where I wish they, yeah, like, take away the internet from some people.
I think your algorithm likes to rage bait you. I think it knows that's what'll keep you in there, is to hear.
It don't. A lot of, like, usually I see stuff like that. As soon as I see the second or third, I press hold, not interested. Because I don't want to see that shit.
It's like, bring it back. Because eventually he's eventually he's going to make a video about it. We just got to piss him off enough.
It's just.
That's exactly what Marcus said, just yo, to the boy when he was saying something about orangutan. He said.
No, yeah, the orangutan, the chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
No, he's like, the group of us, we could take on one of those. I said, it would rip you in half and use your body parts to beat everybody else to death.
No, he even admitted that. He said, while he's killing one,
yeah,
we'll grab weapons to kill him. And that's what Marcus said. No, he will swiftly kill one and use that body to beat the rest of y'all.
He's using the femur to stab everybody else.
I said, is this really what boys talk about? This is never
this is never
a conversation that women have.
When I was coming up, I remember feeling like I could do things that probably weren't possible. nothing like, you know, taking on an animal. That was never in the back of our mind. It was one dude I remember. I'm glad I thought of this. We were walking to, I think we were walking home from school or walk to, anyway, one of those. And he was just like talking about how he was like, I don't understand why people run from dogs. You could take on a dog. And my friend LaRon was like, you realize you talk about an animal, right? We was walking past and he was talking about this. Somebody had this big ass Rottweiler. Rottweiler was going ape shit, barking and stuff. He was like, yeah, we were like, so go take this dog on right now. Jump this fence. And test your luck, right? This is the perfect opportunity. Go over there and get Cujo. Let's see it happen. He was like, no, I'm just saying, if I really had to, but if it was that serious, if you could really do that, go do it.
Also, there's no repercussions for animals.
Nah.
Like, it's been instilled in us. Do not hit people. Do not do things to people. That is not nice.
Right.
That is not at all instilled in the animal kingdom.
Not at all.
In the animal kingdom, it is kill or be killed or hide or be killed. But there is no, don't do that. No. Don't hit him.
Animal will walk down the street, spitting out your throat and forget about it 10 minutes later.
Like the fact that an animal, a dog, will charge you when you've done nothing.
Yeah.
Like, just by being in its presence, it thinks, I have to fight you because you're here. Mm-hmm. Not that you showed aggression. You could have not even known it was there. But because you walked near the property line of where it lives, it's like,
it's protecting its territory. You got to die now.
Yeah. It's not, I'm going to scare you off. It's, I would like to kill you so you do not come back here.
That's the other thing. I think a lot of these people haven't been faced with those situations. Mm-hmm. It's like when I was going back and forth with this boy, I was like, it's like you've seen videos or you've seen it in person where a little 30-pound pit bull will jump a fence and 60 people will scatter. Mm-hmm. It's like, where's the one person that's going to turn around and be like, get out of here? Great, I did recently, but that's because I had to when that dog came at me in Castle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand it. It's YNs with mics. No, these ain't YNs though. Not the ones that I see. This would piss me off. These are grown men.
Yeah.
Saying that they can do this.
Odins with mics.
Yeah.
Odins.
Y'all can't jog to the car if it's raining. How you think you're gonna take on?
I think it's hard to let go of. I mean, in your youth, it's ignorance. In your old age, it's wishful thinking.
It should be wisdom.
Yes, for some men, they do get to a wise place, and those I think are few and far between. I think
call them ons, O-A-Ns.
But I think for older men, I think it's hard to let go of the masculinity that is attached to can't nothing take me down when a tablespoon of salt could take your life.
Is already slowly killing you.
Yes, a tablespoon of salt could take you down.
There ain't nothing worse than an old fool. Nothing worse. I don't know if I said worse the first time or not.
You said worth.
That's what I thought I said. Ain't nothing worse than an old fool, because that means you have not gained any wisdom. Young fool, all day, every day. You got time to learn, maybe.
Maybe.
If your stupid-ass actions don't get you killed.
That's true.
But an old fool, horrible.
There's a lot of them. That is a shame. There is a lot. I hope I get wiser and wiser as I get older.
Do you feel wisdom? Hold on. I've been trying to hold it. You know, I've been chugging water.
You got pee.
I really got to go.
Well, we can close it out, and I can continue that conversation of do I feel wisdom.
And then I'm going to come back and continue.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
But it's just going to be for Patreon?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, because we didn't have any ads.
All right, fam. Thank y'all for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Hope you join us next week. We have been sponsored by the Tanksleys and Patreon. Thank you, Patreon, the immediate family.
Thank you, Patreon. You've been our sponsors.
I'll let y'all next time. I got to go pee.
Shop Mama Likes. Bye.
Man, shit.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.